For centuries, serfs had no power in Russia. They weren't quite slaves, but they also were not free. It was a feudal society run by a powerful nobility ruled by an all-powerful Tsar. That all changed in 1861 when Alexander II freed the serfs. Even though their economic status shifted, the old nobility carried on as before, eventually finding themselves in poverty. The great playwright Anton Chekhov wrote about these newly impoverished aristocrats, first in Uncle Vanya, and then later in his final play, The Cherry Orchard, which runs in a new production at Marin Theater through February 22nd. The spendthrift Madame Lyubov has returned to her country estate with her two daughters, having bankrupted the family while in Paris. The estate itself is now up for auction, and the only way to save it is to sell the land to make way for a vacation home development. That means destroying the fabled cherry orchard, once a key element of the family's inheritance. This production uses a 1993 translation by Paul Schmidt, which underlines the parallels to today's world, while maintaining a style that makes clear this is a translation. The characters never use contractions such as won't, can't, or weren't. This combination of the modern and the archaic creates a distance, which is translated by director Cary Perloff into a heightened form of acting, most successful in the comic segments and less so in the pathos. At times, the production almost feels like a musical, say, A Little Night Music, with Lyubov substituting for Desiree Armfelt. Cary Perloff has assembled a who's who cast of Bay Area actors. Liz Sklar leads the cast as Madame Lyubov, ever the diva, and Anthony Fusco matches her as her brother Gayev, both showing the befuddlement befitting two souls who can't wrap their heads around their predicament. Then there's the comic brilliance of Danny Shea as the neighbor Pishchik and Jomar Tagatak as the family clerk. Rounding out the Bay Area names are Leontine Mbeli Mbong as the circus-born governess and Marin Theater artistic director Lance Gardner as Lopatkin, the serf-turned-businessman. In an age when the theatrical canon is often reviled, and a time when the plays of Chekhov, Ibsen, and Shaw are often confined to high school, college, and community stages, creating a professional production can be a great risk, but at Marin Theater, it's a risk well worth taking. The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov, directed by Cary Perloff, plays at Marin Theater through February 22nd. For more information, you can go to marintheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.